Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. The new report disputes the idea that COVID-19 patients returning from hospitals were the ones who caused the outbreak at nursing homes.
What we know now, according to the state health department, is that COVID is not transmissible so much after you've had your worst symptoms, but before. And at that point, you may still be asymptomatic. The study found that the biggest factor in nursing home infections was nursing home staff, which antibody tests show were spreading it as far back as February to their vulnerable patients. And Health Commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker says it's not their fault.
Back then, we weren't even testing for it. We didn't even have a test. CDC was the only place that a specimen could be evaluated, and for a long time afterwards.
And for a while, people with no symptoms weren't getting tested. By March, Governor Cuomo says the damage had been done, even when visitors were banned.
We did the ban within 2 weeks. Sounded fast, right? From first case to ban, 2 weeks? No. The virus was here February, the virus was here January.
The state's data shows the peak in nursing home deaths was April 8th, and the peak in returning COVID patients to nursing homes wasn't for another week after that, concluding that that policy could not have driven those deaths. Sonia Rincon, 1010 Winds at the governor's office in Midtown.
We heard from city officials today on the continued gun violence that left 10 people dead over the holiday weekend. The mayor says there's not just one cause. He blamed the economic situation from the pandemic and the fact that the court system isn't working. As for what's needed to deal with it?
Of course, it's going to take neighborhood policing, which has helped us get so far. We're going to have to double down on neighborhood policing efforts in Upper Manhattan. It will take the efforts of clergy and block associations and elected officials and civic groups and parents and the Cure Violence movement. We're going to need all hands on deck to address this issue.
He noted that the majority of the shootings happened in Harlem. He said he'd be meeting with community leaders there to discuss this. Our Glenn Shuck has the NYPD take on this.
Police Commissioner Dermot Shea telling 1010 Winds he's frustrated by a perfect storm of issues that have been chipping away at the safety of our city, but that it can be turned around quickly.
But when you take basically half the population of Rikers Island and put it onto the street and then wonder what's going on, it's dumbfounding to me. And now it's compounded by COVID, where you have a scenario where the courts have literally shut down.
Shea asking for help from the leadership of the city. Well, PBA President Pat Lynch says that leadership is lacking as well. The mayor, city council, not listening to community pleas for safety.
We have elected leaders, our mayor, saying there's going to be a soft touch towards criminals. Our criminals on the street heard that message, and they know the police are being held back, and they're going to go out, and they're going to use their guns. We have the governor allowing cop killers out on parole onto our streets.
Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, here at City Hall.
There's an arrest now in the shooting death of a high school basketball star in the Bronx. 22-year-old Najim Luke is expected to face murder charges in connection with the death of 17-year-old Brandon Hendricks. Hendricks, a bystander, was gunned down last month just days after graduating from Monroe High School. He was the starting point guard there and was in the running for a college basketball scholarship. We are now in phase three in NYC, which means the following businesses can reopen: nail salons, massage parlors, spas, tanning salons, and tattoo shops, as well as certain youth sports and dog runs. Indoor dining is still off the table, pun intended. The mayor says 7,000 restaurants are now self-certified for outdoor dining, and they want to increase that.
So what we're doing from this point on, any new restaurant that applies, not only are we going to do the self-certification, but we're going to have immediately a call from a city official the same day they self-certify to go over the safety rules to make sure that we address all issues up front so people know exactly what they have to do to stay safe.
The message from Governor Cuomo:
an outbreak anywhere is an outbreak everywhere. That's the new mentality we have to have.
And that's why casinos and movie theaters are on hold, despite some areas moving into the next phase tomorrow.
Phase four for Westchester, Rockland, Hudson Valley. Long Island is on track for phase four on Wednesday. Their numbers are all good.
At the same time, the governor did announce today that the state fair in Syracuse has been canceled for this summer, and there is still no decision about schools come the fall. That includes New York City. In New Jersey, a warning from Governor Murphy.
We are seeing a sign that we all need to take with the utmost seriousness and which we all need to work together to reverse. Today, the rate of transmission, the rate at which COVID-19 spreads from one person to another, exceeds 1.0 for the first time, I think, Judy, in 10 weeks.
The governor says several recent outbreaks have been linked to COVID-19 hotspots elsewhere in the country. That includes in northern New Jersey, where a number of people were sickened at a wedding in Myrtle Beach. Looks like Amy Cooper is going to have to answer for a phone call that went viral. Cooper is the white woman who was videotaped telling a black man she would call 911, saying an African-American man was threatening her in Central Park. Then she did it. That was after Christian Cooper, an avid bird watcher, had asked her to put her dog on a leash, which is the law. The Manhattan DA says Cooper will be charged with falsely reporting an incident, which is a misdemeanor, but it could land her in prison for a year. She previously lost her job at Franklin Templeton. She also surrendered her dog to the rescue group from which she got it, but the Cocker Spaniel was later returned. State Attorney General Tish James has now ordered the group known as the Black Lives Matter Foundation to stop accepting donations in New York. This is because this California-based group, which is not affiliated with the Black Lives Matter organization, has failed to file financial disclosures with the state. In a statement, James said she won't allow the people of New York to be deceived by any organization, especially one that degrades the Black Lives Matter movement in the process. In an interview last month, Black Lives Matter Foundation founder Robert Ray Barnes told BuzzFeed that he created that nonprofit in 2015 and that the Black Lives Matter Global Network stole the name. Jeffrey Epstein's longtime confidant, Ghislaine Maxwell, has been transferred to New York to face charges that she recruited underage girls for him to sexually abuse. The 58-year-old was arrested last Thursday at a secluded million-dollar luxury estate in New Hampshire. Prosecutors have asked a judge to schedule a Friday court appearance. Maxwell has denied wrongdoing, and she calls the claims against her absolute rubbish.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.